My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and we're not asking for a donation. Am I speaking with Jose?
Yes.
Hi, Jose.
Yes.
Are you a registered Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience.
Okay.
My other question is, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the December primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
And what is your race?
I would not disclose that. Hispanic,
okay.
Put it that way.
Okay, Hispanic. Thank you. Would that be Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, or from Central America?
Dominican.
Dominican? Okay.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
50-50.
Always? Oh, okay. Spanish and English equal?
Yep.
Okay. And what year were you born? Just a year.
1964.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. You can use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Tammy Murphy, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards her?
I give her 85.
And what about Bob Menendez?
I give him a 40. Actually, you know what? I give her a 90. I give him now. I give him, if you ask me 10 years ago, I would give him 100. Today, I give him less than a 20.
From 0 to 100, what do you want me to mark down for you? For
give
Bob
him a 10.
Menendez.
Give him a 10.
Okay. What about Rob Menendez?
Son?
Yes, sir.
The son? I give him a 90.
And what about Steve Pullup?
I give him 70.
Joe Biden?
I give him a 90.
Robbie Bullock?
I give him 80.
Phil Murphy?
I give him a 90.
Andy Kim?
I give him a 90 also.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
The first thing that comes to my mind, he sort of intrigues me because of his youthness. He intrigues me
because
of his youthness, and he's very transparent. So
he's youthness and
transparency. He's transparent, and he looks very, very. I'm sorry to say this. I would have probably said this about his father 30 years ago, 25 years ago, but I don't think he. My opinion. I don't think. The issues of his father transcend into his son.
Okay.
I think they're separate.
And when you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as a member of Congress.
I approve of his job.
Okay.
I will vote
strongly
for Rob,
approve
for Rob.
Or somewhat disapprove?
I know. I approve. Strongly approve.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you're not certain about about politics or anything like that, which I'm pretty avid and I read a lot about it, you could get confused with Rob Menendez and Bob Menendez.
Thank you for letting me know that. And if the Democratic Party election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina. For whom would you vote for?
I would vote for Tammy.
And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held
Kim
today?
Kim as a second choice.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Robbie Bala and Kyle JC and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote for?
If it was the son, Rob, I would vote for Rob.
And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some not too much, or nothing at all about the
nothing
U.S.
at all.
Senator Bob Menendez?
Have I heard a lot from Bob Menendez?
A lot, not too much, or nothing at all?
It's ever since the indictment, he scaled down on the media, so I haven't been hearing a lot, other than what I read in the media.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? A lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. And how closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very close.
I read 2 hours every day of the social media. Not social media, but New York Times and Washington Post. I read all those papers.
Okay. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statement about Congressman Rob Menendez. Here's the first one. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
I strongly agree. He has not done nothing wrong.
The other one says, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay, so is the question about both?
Let me read the statement for you one more time. It says, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything. And Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime.
That is correct.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. The other one says, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father. And people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the action of Senator Bob Menendez.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Congressman Rob. Okay, thank you. The other one says Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings.
I say he was not at all.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with the statement?
I strongly disagree. He was not involved.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closest to your own view, if neither is exactly right. Here's the first one. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters say Congressman Rob Menendez say he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he's done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helping over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportation, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does this statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your view?
The one that comes closer to my view is the one from his supporters.
Much more of the supporters or somewhat more of the supporters?
Much more of the supporters.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Now, I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics of supporter of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right. Here's the first one. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days.
I disagree.
Okay. Allow me to finish, please. And thank you again for your patience. It says here, they say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermining our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Raj Baraka and Brian Stack and Chris Bowling, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Thus, this statement from critics or of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement of supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right?
I'm closer to supporters.
Much more closer or somewhat closer?
Much more closer.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a brief statement about some of the candidates for Congress in your district.
Is this taking much longer? Because I have to go. Do you have more?
Oh, no, sir.
How many more minutes?
We are starting to wrap this up. We are at 85%.
Okay.
We are almost done
okay.
here. I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste.
Okay,
all right, here, just let me know if you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support the candidate for Congress.
Okay.
Here's the first one. It says, Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. His fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's health care. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support the candidate?
I support him 100%.
The other one says, Rob Menendez, a top priority is delivering for his constitution, not matter what, His office is proud of how have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents in their family. And his first year of service, from complicated immigrant requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his family wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Is it much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support him?
Much more likely to support him.
Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme mega Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the racist crime and violence in our communities, counting to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supports the January 6th rioters and aimed to put Donald Trump back in power. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to support him?
Well, then likely to support him. Much more likely, yes.
Now, the only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. A much more, somewhat, a little, or not at all to support it?
I would much more to support him, yes.
A member of Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Are you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little likely, or not likely at all?
Much more likely to support him. I agree with all his what he stands for.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed anything. With raising inequality and raising sea level, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right. Housing is a human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely, somewhat a little, or not likely at all.
To support for him, was he running him for? Was he running for?
A mayor? Ravi Bala?
Yeah, he's
the mayor
for?
Of Hoboken. Mayor.
Yeah, but what is he running for? The
re-election.
I'm not in Hoboken, so I'm in Jersey City.
Okay. So from the options I have
Hoboken,
here,
I would definitely vote for him. Yeah, he'll get my vote if he was a mayor of Jersey.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much more likely, somewhat more likely,
much more
likely, or not likely at all?
Much more likely.
Okay. This other one here says, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Okay.
After hearing this, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to support him?
Much more likely to support him.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Kyle JC, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote for?
Are you saying Rob or Bob?
Rob R-O-B, Rob Menendez.
Oh, Rob.
Okay. Now, thank you again for your patience. We are concluding. I'm just going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me.
I thought we were almost done.
Yes, I'm just going to read these about Mr. Ravi Bala.
Okay.
And we'll conclude. But just let me know after hearing these statements if the statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all.
Okay.
Here's the first one, sir. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a mayor environmental project started by a different mayor. Is this much more likely for you to support him? Somewhat more likely, a little less likely,
somewhat,
or not likely
somewhat.
At all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The other one says, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate indictment, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Much more likely, somewhat likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to support him.
Not sure. After hearing this, I'm not sure.
Okay. The other one says Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election. Over a Democratic, Bala's law firm represents New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much more likely, somewhat likely?
Much more likely, I would not support him.
Okay. And this other one here says, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represents a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into the Newark sewage system. Represent a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people. And when represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination, police officers sued for irresponsibility, prepared, sprayed an innocent bystander who died as a result. And a police department that was sued for accusing a woman in her home for no reason. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to support him?
Not likely at all to support him.
In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unset New Jersey's only Hispanic Congress after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latin from the state assembly. Much more likely.
I would never vote for this guy. If you want to ask me, I would never support him. After hearing all this, I would never support him.
Okay. And now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Kyle JC, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote for?
Rob Menendez.
And finally, I just have a few questions for statistic purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that You are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. And do you own the place where you live, or do you rent it? Or do you live with friends and family?
Own.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
3 years of college.
And are you currently or retired a member of a labor union?
No.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jose.
Well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up, a research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in following up research studies and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no, sir?
Not really, to be honest with you. I just don't have the time. Right now you got me because I was free a bit, but I work 13 hours every day. I don't have the time, to be honest.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you again,
sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.